Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KCoRadio.com.
Okay, our guest today is Marilyn Moskowitz, and she is a licensed clinical social worker. Woo! And one of our clinical supervisors for Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. She's done work with us now for a few years, and always good to have conversations with Marilyn. So I'm looking forward to the show, and the decks are officially cleared. So good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Scott. Does this mean I get to take it away?
You get to wish the people in Radioland.
Well, that was my line.
Well, go. It's
hey,
your
folks,
line.
This is the first time I've ever been on radio, so what I want to do is say hello to all you folks in Radioland, USA.
Or your general line. Listening area. We'll edit that out of the webcast, obviously, because she didn't say hi to the people in Webland. Internet land.
I prefer Radio Land. Take it any way you want.
All right, 1-760-337-8874 if you'd like to come into Radio Land and speak with Marilyn this morning. Our topic is Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, a.k.a., because we don't do acronyms here, except for a.k.a., I suppose, ADHD. And ADHD typically is, if you come into mental health through children's, ADHD is probably your most common place that you begin to learn about mental health symptoms. Is it the most common childhood disorder?
ADHD is certainly a very common childhood disorder. And many of the clients who come in are diagnosed with ADHD, either as a primary diagnosis or has a secondary diagnosis.
And is this kind of like a condition that it must cause problems, otherwise it wouldn't have been identified. What kind of problems does one experience with attention deficit?
One,
or two, or however many people experience it.
One is, we have to look at something called context if we talk about the problems ADHD causes. So, obviously, if children are outside playing, playing games, playing tag, playing on video games, running around, playing dodgeball, tetherball, it doesn't cause a problem. During the summers when children aren't in school and perhaps they're in day camp or they're doing crafts or they're hanging out at home doing chores or, again, playing, which is really the major job of childhood, it doesn't create problems for the most part. So it creates something called an impairing condition when we talk about context. The context that most often is associated with the impairment is being in school and having to sit and pay attention in a primarily visual auditory manner in terms of learning.
And that's an important function at school.
It's probably the most important function at school. Okay, now one of the questions I'm asked many times is, well, when I was a kid, or when I was in school, you know, we didn't hear about ADHD much, and it never seemed to be a problem. How come it's a problem now? One of the reasons it's a problem now, in a sense, is school's much more demanding, even in the elementary grades. It's demanding in the sense that children need to, even in kindergarten, first grade now, they have homework, and they need to sit and pay attention in a visual and auditory mode. It's also demanding in the sense that children have much less playtime. Families, parents tend to be more fearful. Children are inside after school instead of running around the neighborhood and playing. When most people who are adults now were children, think about what you folks used to do after you got home from school. You went outside.
Hit the ground and run.
You hit the ground and ran and played and jumped. You were on your bicycles.
Figured out the neighbor with the best snack and ran over there.
You may have been on skateboards. You grouped in packs and you ran through the neighborhood, and there were lots of kids outside playing. ADHD, when children play a lot, is not a problem, okay? when schools weren't as demanding in the elementary grades in terms of visual and auditory learning, there was no impairing condition. Remember, ADHD is an impairing condition in a certain context, okay? One of the things we recommend is many parents, after their children come home from school, they want their kids to sit down and begin doing homework.
Because there's a lot of it. Oh, by the way, I have an 8-year-old, so.
There's a lot of it. There's a lot of it for sure. But you're taking a child that's been in the school 6 to 7 hours. The majority of the time has been sitting and paying attention, again, in a verbal, auditory way. Yeah. And you're requiring that child to sit for another 2 hours. And by the time the child's done, there's no more daylight, especially now, so the kid can't go outside and play. So what we do is we help the parent restructure, one of the things we do. So what we like to see is kids come home from school, they're outside, and they're playing. Playing is very, very important. It develops, helps children develop developmentally, okay? It's the way children have of, the way the brain has of sorting things. If you're very, start for you adults out there, remember what it was like for you to play outside with your friends, what it added to your life, how important it was for you to jump and run. I could go into the rates of childhood obesity, which is in the news. I could go into type 2 diabetes, pediatric, as a result of children being much less active than they did in the past. But after that little blurb, I will shift back into ADHD.
Okay, 1-760-337-8874 is the phone number. We're here today with Marilyn Moskovich, licensed clinical social worker. The topic today is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KGBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.